Tottenham, everybody. Yes, last week I was down with flu, and this week I'm almost recovered. And other people, other of the angel, the Shakti activation angel team, also are recovering from different situations. So we will move forward in spite of our physical shortcomings, which is what I think this period of time is all about. The move from the Piscean to the Aquarian age is moving into that frequency of surrendering the spirit, no matter what the physical plane may appear, and I think that's the operational word here, may appear to look like, because what I'm being told by the beings with us today, Yogi Bhajan's here and our band of angels, is that appearances are deceiving, and as we move from the end of the Piscean into the Aquarian age, yes, many things are falling apart, are completely falling apart, including maybe, you know, some things within our physical bodies, but they're meant to realign and come back in even a better and stronger way. That With the reversal from the out-breath to the in-breath, and from carbon-based to crystalline-based, and from our reality being based not in 3D, which it never has been anyway, but it seemed to be, but we're shifting into the whole planet, I'm being told, where our reality, of the reality of Gaia herself, is being recalibrated and based from fourth, fifth, and other dimensions. So while that recalibration is occurring, and we're just at the beginning of that, we're just at the beginning of that cycle, that lots of things will continue to fall apart. So what they're telling us, don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed. Yeah, they're just saying, don't be alarmed. Just breathe and pull the breath in. Pull the breath into your heart chakra. Breath of compassion. Into your third eye. And with the power and the substance of the breath, just breathe into what the recalibration of the realities meant to look like from these higher dimensions, and hold that vision. We're just at the beginning of this process. Don't get discouraged. So that's what they're really, I feel, a very strong message that our guides and ascended masters are saying, that it's hard to see what will be unless we can be free of basically preconceived notions of which we've been completely programmed with forever. So yeah, so I'm actually really happy and relieved, and I think it's so exciting that they were showing the beautiful dolphins on the news last night here in La Jolla, nearby where I am. So to see something beautiful like that at the end of a news broadcast, which normally, you know, tells us a lot of bad things, so to speak, or seeing disturbing images. So I'm really thrilled, and that the dolphins got on prime time. So what they're saying is things like that. If you can breathe in and visualize things like the images of the dolphins in your third eye, that will bring more of that into conscious awareness on the planet. And that's what this time period is about, is to bring into conscious awareness the connection of spirit back onto the planet. So as we move from the Aquarian to the Piscean age, and as we move from Aquarius into Pisces, yeah, we moved into Pisces, the astrological sun sign of Pisces, on February 18th, only yesterday. So we moved from the air element, the creative genius of Aquarius, into the watery expression of Pisces. So this is a cleansing time, and it's raining here today also in San Diego. So we're moving into what I hear them telling us, the great cleansing. And it is like a Noah's Ark flood, although we're not going to have the whole landmass be flooded and have arcs and have to march animals onto boats. But they are saying it's kind of like biblical Noah's Ark proportions in that it's an energy of everything getting cleansed. And it's kind of interesting because with this Pisces energy and with the Aquarian age, with these new frequencies, we also have, as of February 10th, Chinese New Year, the year of the snake. And okay, all you Kundalini beings out there and in here, we know that the Kundalini is represented by that slithering snake energy that moves up our spine and wakes us up and penetrates the darkness, pierces the veil. And it's so interesting that not only is it year of the snake, guess what? It's year of the black snake. And this represents the void. So for the beginning of the Aquarian age to be started off with year of the black snake, I just find it very fascinating and interesting. So this is the moment, this is the year to basically penetrate the veil of illusion, that what is in form, what we see in 3D, what we see eternally, what we see externally around us is not the true reality from which life springs, from which anything springs. So this is the moment, this is the year and time for people to readjust their focus, their frequency, to an internal compass that vibrates them back in harmony with each other, with nature, with spirit. The spirit's the great connector. So that's what the message of the dolphins were saying. I'm feeling that they called the meeting of the pod, the meeting of the pods, to come together, and that they're creating this frequency of this consciousness, of this web of connection with spirit, which was lost a long time ago when we moved what they're saying that most of mankind's history has been in tribal awareness, tribal connection, tribal groups, and moving into culture where we're being conditioned to experience not feeling connected to spirit or to each other or to our own voices or to basically our own intuition is what's being broken up, and that we are moving back into more of a tribal frequency where we can feel the field that we all live in rather than not being able to feel. So culture systematically has cut us off from our feelings, from our intuition, from our individual gifts, from our power to express who we are as part of the field. So we're here to bring forth our gifts, to bring forth our power as part of the field, to express that piece of spirit, that special form of spirit that is unique to us. We're here to birth that, but we've been so enculturated to fit into a box, to think that we have to think like our boss wants us to think to keep our jobs, to to memorize the history that our teacher tells us to memorize, to get an A in school so we'll succeed and we'll be ahead. But we're moving, this is the glass slipper, this is the glass form that's literally being shattered at this time and being washed clean by the water element of Pisces, being washed clean by the consciousness element of Aquarius, so that people can move back into the connection with their own intuition, so they can know in connection with spirit how they're here to basically behave and act towards each other, towards the world, and how they can contribute to reconnecting the fabric of love, which has been rent asunder, so to speak, like literally like ripped apart on the planet. Fortunately, we're just at the we're just at the beginning of the Aquarian age. We're just at the beginning of the in-breath, where we're being pulled back into this fabric of being interwoven, rewoven with spirit. So there's lots of frayed edges that need to be brought back into the tapestry. And when I was meditating before the call, the message that Yogi Bhajan, that spirit was telling us, is it's time to really understand how to take dominion over our world. And it begins with taking dominion over our inner world. And that has to do with breathing in, pulling in to ourselves with each breath, our own connection with spirit, our own connection with these other dimensions, and the beings, not just the other dimensions, but the beings, the frequencies that are in these other dimensions, whether we want to call it the angelic kingdom or the ETs or UFOs, whatever that happens to be. So as we come into the awareness of the presence of the divine, the presence of these silver frequencies from other dimensions, the awareness of these beings, then we can work with them. They want to work with us. The angelic kingdom is here waiting to work with us. There are literally legions of angels that come to be with our calls, and they want us to take more dominion and call on them more and direct them to work with different situations. So we have free will, and we're in body, and we need to direct them to help different situations. So we can send them in our hearts, in our minds, to whatever situations that we're aware of that need support, starting with ourselves, of course, starting with our own health. But that's one of the things that Yogi Bhajan was saying, practice taking dominion and learning that you can direct these legions of angels that are standing by to help. And you're going to start to see miracles occur around you. And do not be concerned with Rome burning. Do not be concerned with what the outside forms look like, because they are cracking apart. So you don't watch too many images on the news or things like that, as you already know. But keep plenty of images around beautiful, beautiful nature scenes and things like that. So let's go ahead and take a breath and just feel what that frequency of, as you breathe in, taking dominion within your own nervous system, within your own body, feels like, to break up the cultural conditioning of the society away from tribal connection. Good. So this is something to practice. This is something to practice this week. Okay, good. Well, that was the message I got right before we started talking. And I wanted to just share that as we're moving into Sun Sign in Pisces, We're getting a deluge. Yeah, it's not surprising that it's raining everywhere. We're getting deluge with a lot of Pisces energies. And this Pisces energy is really about taking this leap of faith into the unknown. And as Yogi Bhajan used to love to tell us, all things come from God and all things go from God. And we sang that many times in ladies' camp. I know one summer, I think, we were just singing that all the time. All things come from God and all things go to God. One thing to remember is, so as we move into Pisces, we've been through the other signs of the zodiac, and it's the time where spirit is reclaiming whatever forms, whatever we went through, it's all going back to spirit anyway, which is bigger than anything else. Spirit is the vast ocean, as we know, that we all come from, and Pisces, of course, is the ocean. So we're moving back into that ocean of spirit. So all these forms, all these problems, all these concerns are all going back into the ocean of spirit. And many of these quote-unquote problems or situations just need to go back to spirit. They can't be resolved. They just need to be dissolved. And that's what Yogi Bhajan is telling us right now. He's saying, just understand, you're never going to fix, quote-unquote, all the problems on the earth. There's many problems that cannot be resolved. They just need to be dissolved. And Pisces is the great dissolver. The water element is the great dissolver. He's saying, if you can't only, you know, do what you can for whatever situations you're working with, you know, personally or planetary-wise or what you'd like to see for the planet. And he's saying, all the rest of it, put it in a cup of water or an ocean of water and dissolve it. So I think that's really great advice from our teacher. Just put it in a cup and dissolve it. So I like that. He said, including your own fears. And he's saying that all this cultural conditioning has created like an underlying subconscious fear in the, you know, in people, in the world in general, that when people aren't allowed to be connected with their own intuitive nature and their own feeling about how they experience their connection with spirit and their connection with nature and the natural rhythms and all, that it creates an instinctual fear. So it starts to make people feel more desperate, like caged animals kind of thing. So he's saying this caged animal feeling is what's being broken up, part of what's being broken up right now. So he's saying, you know, people could have a lot of issues if you feel trapped. And, of course, I have felt trapped being sick the last couple of weeks. And a couple other people on the call that have physical problems as well. So he's saying that this instinctual conditioning of fear keeps people trapped in their animal natures. So people need to be freed up from the fear so they aren't identified with that, so they can identify with their divine natures, their divine self. And this is part of the process of what's being broken up right now, is this kind of perpetual trap. So just as he's saying, you know, breathe, just keep breathing into that, drink water, don't try to resolve it, just dissolve it. Okay, we're having a lot of fun today in spite of the fact that I'm not completely well. Let's see, so we have a lot of planets in Pisces. As of the 23rd, which is a Saturday, we've got Venus going into Pisces. Pure love, right? Returning to that pool of love where we can just dissolve into love. Isn't that what makes love wonderful? That we can dissolve into it. We can trust it. We can relax. We can float into that feeling of love. So we've got, let's see, what else? We've got Mars in Pisces. Mars is how we move forward in the world. It's our energy to move forward. Trining to Saturn and sextiling to Pluto. So that means things, our lessons should get a little bit easier, and we going into the subconscious again to break up the subconscious fear patterns. That's kind of one of the biggest challenges that's occurring on the planet right now, is to support people in breaking up their subconscious fear programs. So this is, of course, it's where meditation comes in, and teaching meditation, and anybody that's teaching yoga and meditation, or to work on your own meditation, so that people can become bigger than their fears. And allow their fears to not control them and to blindly, basically, influence their actions. So people can be aware of their power of choice. So once people can move out of that state of fear, then they can be aware they have a choice. They can choose love rather than choosing fear, as the Course in Miracles says. And then that opens up new opportunities for people, so they can start to see other directions to go in that create more love. And it was great that we were sharing a minute ago that people were saying they're starting to notice that they're experiencing more love, people learning how to respond in a more loving manner, people around them. So that's an example of letting go of that unconscious fear programming, so people know they have a choice to act in a more loving manner. It was interesting. I was seeing on TV, maybe many of you saw this Mercy ship that travels around the coast of Africa and does all these surgeries on people that have no medical access to medical help. It's been going for 20 years or so. It's pretty amazing. And they were showing a lot of images of people with tumors and facial deformities that were kind of hard to look at. And the most poignant piece of this whole show really struck me when this beautiful young lady, the interviewer asked her, "Don't you find it difficult to look at these people?" And she said, "After you're here for a while, you don't even see the deformity. You look into people's eyes, and you, even if they only have one eye," which I thought was really amazing for her to say, "and you find that humanity, and you look at them, and you know they're human beyond this form. You don't even see the deformity. You see their humanness." And to me, that was so brilliant and so poignant and so touching. And I think that if all of humanity could go in that direction of, when you see another person, just looking into their eyes and seeing the humanness, seeing that they are created from love, they have a heart, they are a being that's capable of being a being of love, of being human, being a bright light in the world, no matter what the physical form looks like. So that really touched me very deeply. The year of the snake also has to do with the truth being exposed and wisdom. And there was an article in the paper today about Monsanto, a case that's going all the way to the Supreme Court, started by a farmer in Indiana, about genetically modified soybeans. And Monsanto is suing him, saying that he's not allowed to use seeds that he grew from his own crop because those seeds belong to Monsanto. So we've reached such a level of insanity or disconnection from nature that these corporations think that they can, you know, own all of nature. You know, does Monsanto think that they can actually own the earth? And as soon as you're born onto it, you're going to have to start paying them money or something? I mean, this is the level of absurdity and insanity that we've reached here at the end of the Piscean Age. So we'll send our legions of angels for Monsanto to be defeated. But this is the kind of thing that we're going to see, hopefully in this case and other cases, these big institutions that think they can just manipulate life and they can own life. You know, they can play God, basically, and that people just have to pay money just to be alive, just to use seeds that nature obviously freely gives to all of us to support life.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Is everybody there?
Yeah. What happened?
I don't know. I think we lost your roof here, and I don't know.
Yeah, when I didn't hear anything, I went back in and redialed.
Yeah, I don't know if perhaps she accidentally hung up or something happened. I don't know what the connection to the Allison. It was quiet here, too, and I thought, oh, is that my phone?
I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second.
Yep, that's right.
Hello? Did we get disconnected?
I think we did from our great guru, Kieran. He was talking, and for some reason, yeah, all of a sudden,
oh, okay, so I thought you might, I was looking at my phone thinking, well, what happened now?
Yeah, I dialed in, too. I redialed in. Maybe she doesn't realize.
She doesn't even probably know. She's probably continued talking.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have to, she's dissolved.
In the water.
She's dissolved, man.
Let me
come
see
on.
If I can call her on the other line.
Yeah. Huh. Do you think if we call back in, we might hook that up?
She might be disconnected like we were all. So.
Yeah. Everything was good, yeah. I liked what she was saying.
Yeah.
I mean, liked how, yeah, just to dissolve everything. I really liked that. That was cool.
Is she back?
No.
I'm calling you on the other line. Let's see.
Yes, you can try. Contact her.
Oh, telling me something else to be the message.
Well, no.
Hold on. I'll try the other line. Hold on.
Thank you for trying.
Well, Yogi Bhajan should tell to do something.
Yes.
Hand the angel to her. Tap her on the shoulder.
This is pre-Mercury retrograde.
It is, yes, you're right.
Hey, this is, I wonder when I got cut off.
I'm calling you on the other
line. I know, I'm just like rambling along, just sitting here.
I'm calling you on the other line. I'm trying to call you. Oh, gosh, I thought if you would see on the screen that I'm calling you, you're going to say, why is she calling me? She's supposed to be on the call.
I know, I didn't have my cell phone on. So when did I get cut off anyway? What part of my rant was I on? You're talking about Monsanto?
Oh,
okay. Yeah, what part of my rant was I ranting about? It was a ranting moment, I'll tell you.
It was good, too. Yeah,
yeah, we were really listening.
How can they charge us something about the seeds or something to charge us?
Right, right. Did you hear me talk about the Indian farmers killing themselves?
No.
No. Okay, I guess. Okay. Well, anyway, yeah. Oh, my God. I have no, I'm just, like, oblivious here.
Rewind.
Let's see. Wow. Yeah. Now that your message is now coming through on my cell phone, it wasn't on. It's showing me now. Okay. Yeah. So. Oh my God. Rant on. I was getting into it too. Okay. Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah, so what they were telling us, I'm recovering, it's a recovery moment. So yeah, what they were basically telling us is like things like Monsanto, their insanity, thinking that they can own the earth. This is an example of to call upon the legions of angels that we can be working with and send them to the Supreme Court and have them bring the frequency to bear upon the decision. So things like that. They're saying it can make a difference. We'll see what happens, but they're totally, obviously, the insanity has reached massive proportions. I was saying when a corporation thinks that they can actually, own the earth, own life, what are they going to do next? As soon as we're born, they start, charging us money. Selling our birth certificates. So this is what the whole thing is about. This is about reclaiming dominion over our instinctual, intuitive, spirit selves. This is the connection with Pisces, that as we reclaim that we are of spirit, we're not of 3D reality, now these insane practices on the planet actually are going to stop. So that's what I was trying to talk about, and I talked about the farmers in India had all the farmers in India, because of the Monsanto seed situation and then going into debt to buy these seeds, where they've spent generations just planting and gathering seeds and planting again, that Monsanto created such an imbalance that they went into debt against these little plots of land that they've lived on for generations to buy the seeds, and then the crops failed. And they have to buy more seeds, and they lost their land. So this has happened to thousands of farmers in India, so there's been a rash of suicides. So that's one of the things that I was talking about. But the main piece is that as we move back into our connection with spirit and back into that energy of being part of a tribe, then each person's intuition, each person's heart chakra doesn't have to get shut down by cultural conditioning. So that's the piece that I was talking more about. Okay. Wow. Does anybody have any questions or anything? Or I want to make any comments? Okay. So, wow. Yeah, I had no idea why I got disconnected. It must have been Monsanto. They heard me. We have too much power. The group has too much power. And it was... Satnam, go ahead, Navdeep.
You always know my voice straight off.
I love your voice.
Satnam, everybody. I just wanted to mention, as Guru Karan was talking, I know that we're all familiar with the goddess cards, but in particular, what had come into my vibration was the magician card of the tarot. And in that, we could notice how all these different tools, working with the elementals, the four different parts of working with the wand during our regular work, whatever's been assigned to us. I know some of us are Reiki attuners. We've already been attuned to Reiki. Some of us are able to give Akashic record readings. Some of us are able to give psychic readings. And the Spirit was just saying to me as Guru Karen was talking that to use those tools. Some of us have not an exorbitant amount of money, but money where we can contribute to different efforts that will make a sizable difference in the world. So whether it's by way of those four different vibrations that the magician card works with, and you can look at the card of the tarot. There's the sword, right? The sword of making a decision and putting forth our sword, our kirpan, in the direction that's set to make a decision in the universe. If it's by way of using our coins to make a contribution, if it's by way to use our wand and our work environment to purpose a certain thing, or if it's by way of the cup of our emotional water nature to effect a change, we have the ability, and now is the time. We've taken so many trainings. How many more trainings can we take, what the Spirit is saying? When are you going to step out and be the magician with the vibration of infinity on top of your heads? So many channelings that we've heard. When will we start channeling? It's time for us to step out, not just teaching others, but doing, getting out there and effecting a change in the real world, not an imaginary world. Even on that card, it talks about those elementals, those dealing with the herbs. We have the ability. We are the real craft workers coming from Yogi Bhajan's lineage. We know how to work with the herbs. Come on, let's get started, is what the magician card is saying to us and what I hear the Spirit saying to share.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Thank you, Navdi. Very inspiring.
That is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. I love that you're commanding. That was such a good example of taking dominion. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't even notice he's also having that thing on his third eye, you know, that, not blindfold, but what do you call these things that people wear, the warriors that are Native Americans? They wear these things over their third eye. And so many times Guru Karen has told us to, she's led us through meditations where we cleanse that third eye from whatever images that we've seen. And he has that white thing of purity across his third eye so he can know which tool to pick up at whichever time. And so it's not by happenstance.
Yay.
So that's all I know. Yeah.
Yay.
Awesome.
I love it. Nice. Thank you. Okay. Well, Sri Singh Sab suggesting that we celebrate with Ang San Waheguru. Is everybody ready?
Yay.
Yes. There we go. And he does want us to celebrate right now. He's saying, celebrate the victories.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Wow.
That's actually mm-hmm. just what I needed.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all?
Thank you, Master.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. It's been so great to be with you. And enjoy your week. Enjoy working with the Master this week. And we'll be together in spirit, and we'll see each other next week.
Satnam. Love to all. Light
love
to all.
Love to everybody. Light to all. Peace to all. Wahe Guru. Satnam.
Satnam.
Satnam. Bye.